Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is a special edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. Well, it's that time of year again when the staff and I look back at some of our favorite Soundcheck performances. Now, this year's two-part series of musical favorites will be a little different from past years since, you know, 2020. Why should anything be normal? The first 2 months of the year were business as usual, but when the pandemic hit, it took us a little while to figure out how to resume our performances in a safe, remote way. And really, the first person I thought of bothering for a remote soundcheck session was John Darnielle, the founder and leader of the Mountain Goats. He took advantage of the early days of the pandemic to get out the famous old boombox that the early Mountain Goats records were made on, and he did a whole new record that I just loved. And so we got together virtually, he on his porch in North Carolina, me at home in Brooklyn, and did a session in which he played a couple of his songs for Pierre Chauvin, the name of the record, but he also did a song that had not been released yet, although later in the year it would come out on the band record by the Mountain Goats called Getting Into Knives. But here's how it sounded in June of this year when John Darnielle joined us from the porch of his home in North Carolina to play The Great Gold Sheep.
It's about idolatry, obviously, so... And as I say, I'm very under-rehearsed, so, it's A minor GF. Now that I have the chorus a little bit, I've got it. Formerly the Nebuchadnezzar League.
I'm going to do what I I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to build myself a great estate with lots of statues out front. Choirs from the Curtis Institute singing me to sleep. Wake up and worship the great gold sheep. I'm going to walk the pathways of the ancients. I'm going to let my name be known. I'm going to see the wild haunts of this world and carve a place out on my own. Heat up the iron until it glows. Burn the brand so deep. Wake up and worship the great gold sheep. There's only one, splendid and fine. The age is a test, its wondrous design. You and me stand somehow above the fray. Who's throwing their chance away? I'm going to write my name on everything. I'm going to leave a lasting legacy. And when my body's thrown with great force from a wind, dogs will fight for whatever's left of me. Shallow grave among the weeds, where the pale worms creep. Wake up and worship the great gold sheep. Wake up and worship the great gold sheep.
That's Great Gold Sheep by John Darnielle of the Mountain Goats, recorded on his porch in North Carolina via a bulky Zoom connection. So the video for this song isn't great, but the sound was terrific. John was very happy with it. We didn't have to worry about Zoom or any of that stuff with this next performance because the New York-based Afrobeat band called Antibalas joined us in our WNYC studio, obviously before the pandemic shut everything down. The band was planning to celebrate their 20th anniversary this year. Now, most of that didn't happen, but they did release a new album called Foo Chronicles, and they did get to play a loud, sweaty version of the song called Fight Em Finish live in our studio. And all three of us on the soundcheck team were unanimous about choosing this one for our year-end list. Here's Antibalas with Fight Em Finish.
No, oh no.
No, oh no.
Rock, 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 rock.
No, oh no.
Oh. round two.
That's Antibalas featuring the Nigerian-born singer Duke Amayo with Fight Em Finish from their 2020 album Foo Chronicles, except that that was a live performance they did in our studio pre-pandemic. One of the last sessions we were able to do before lockdown was with the Irish band Lancome, who did one of my favorite records of last year, 2019, and played some of their dark, drone-based arrangements of folk songs for us in early March of this year. And this was another unanimous choice for our year-end list. Here's the traditional song Katie Cruel, performed live in our studio by Lancome.
Thank you.
That's Katie Cruel, a traditional song in a fascinating arrangement by the Irish band Lancome, recorded live in our studio in early March. Now, by May and June, we'd sort of gotten into a groove of doing these soundcheck sessions remotely, and it had quickly become apparent that it would enable us to work with musicians who we might not see here in New York, like Anjimalee, a Boston-based singer and songwriter who wrote their album Giver Taker after getting sober and establishing their identity as a non-binary trans person. Their songs blended folk and pop and Afropop into a record that was deeply felt but still uplifting. Here's Anjimalee performing at home with their song 1978.
I was a little cross. I was a little cold. I was a little lost. Dead to me, truth be told. Dead to me, truth be told. Tell me truth is in the light. You're a miracle to behold. Truly in the night, it's a miracle to be held by you. What today can I make inside of my heart for you? Bold and bright, I could fall asleep in your love. Mother's grace, give to me mother's trust. I've never seen her face, but I think she looks like us. I think she looks like us. I think I'm ashamed of the awful things I have done to you. What today can I make inside of my heart for you? In the sweetest and deepest part of my soul, you are bold and bright. I could fall asleep in your love. Thank you.
That's Anjimalee playing their song 1978 at home in Boston, another of our favorite live performances on Soundcheck during 2020. We've got one more for you in part one of this two-part series, and then five more coming in part two on Thursday. And for this next performance, we caught up with violinist, electronic musician, and composer Galia Bisengalieva at her home in London. Now, Galia is originally from Kazakhstan, and her album Aralkum is a haunting electroacoustic portrait of a case study in how human activity has affected the planet. Aralkum basically means Aral Desert, which is a new desert where the Aral Sea used to be. It was once the fourth largest lake on Earth. It's now a small fraction of its former size, and the wildlife, the environment, the economy of the area have been decimated by this unnatural disaster caused by a careless Soviet irrigation scheme. This piece is called Kantubek, and it refers to what was a thriving seaside port and is now basically a ghost town with the rusting hulks of container ships sitting in the sand. Galia did this performance at home with her violin and a looping station and some electronics. This is Kantubek by Galia Bisengalieva.
Thank you.
That's Galia Bisangalieva, live at home in London with her piece called Kantubek, an electroacoustic work for violin and electronics. She does a little wordless vocalizing here and there as well, originally from her 2020 album called Aralkum. And we've been listening to the first of our two-part annual series looking back at some of our favorite live performances this year. And when I say we, I mean our technical director, Irene Trudell, producer Karen Havlick, and me, John Schaefer. Part two is coming on Thursday and includes this totally bizarre instrument played by Joachim Cooter, with his famous dad, Rye Cooter, helping out on guitar. Hope you'll join us for that.